Hello, I'm Rebecca Deporter for the BBC Takeover Day on issues about healthy secrets in hostels. Healthy Secrets, where we will be discussing two separate topics, hygiene and care, with two separate individuals. We will compare both of their comments with the relevant that they were at the same hospital at different times for different reasons. Firstly, I will talk to David Deitch, age 51. My first question is, can you tell me the reason of your stay in hospital?
I was in hospital for an infusion for arthritis treatment.
Thank you. My next question is, which hospital did you attend?
Queen's Hospital, Burton-on-Trent.
Now, could you tell me how long you were there for?
It was about 4 years ago when I stayed in. I was in for 3 nights. I should have been in for about 7, but there was a problem with a neurovirus, so I came out on my own accord because of the problems they've got.
Thank you. Now, what were the hygiene standards like on first impressions?
Okay on first impressions.
Was the hospital as clean as you would expect?
No, not really. On first impressions, as I said before, I thought it was fine, but after I'd been there a while, I realised that the toilets were dirty, the floors weren't being cleaned properly. So really, first impressions, yes, but really it wasn't.
Did you get advice to use a hand sanitizer as you're admitted onto different wards?
No, I was never advised to use it. There wasn't actually even none at hand around the beds. There was no signs about even to use it. Not that I could see anyway.
Throughout your stay, did the hygiene standards differ at all?
I suppose if you call getting worse differ, yeah, because it only got worse, especially at night with the bug. There weren't enough of staff on, so it just got worse and worse.
And now on to care. Did you get the care you expected?
No, certainly not. I've got bad arthritis and need quite a bit of care and help, but I didn't get it because actually they were having to deal with the neurovirus. So I was left to my own devices, so I had to struggle or go without. It's like at night I was just taken to a TV room and left to sit in a chair with no bed or anything, just to be put out of the way basically.
During your time in hospital, what was the assistance like?
Assistance was quite poor. There was not enough staff to manage anybody's needs, not alone mine. And even like a shower, I was left to try and struggle with a shower where, like at home, the family helped me with things. Basically, in hospital, I was left to try and do it myself.
Following on from just before, were you kept as comfortable as possible during your stay in hospital?
No, certainly not. Like being in a TV room, sitting on a chair, an armchair, instead of being in bed at night, I can't really call that comfortable. I don't know any more to say other than terrible.
Were you satisfied overall? And please comment on your experience.
No, not satisfied at all. It's that bad that now I will not go into hospital at all for any reason. My doctors are asking me to go in for certain things and I just refuse blatantly to go in. I will go for day treatment, but I won't stay in overnight.
After your treatment, do you think they gave you enough time to recover?
No, I came home too soon because of all the problems. I just told them I needed to come home. They said, would you stay? I said no, so they just let me come home.
Do you visit the hospital regularly?
Yes, very regular, but only as an outpatient on a daily basis.
Do you think the cleanliness has changed over years, for better or for worse?
Certainly on the outpatients, it's a lot better. There's hand wash everywhere, there's signs everywhere, there's advice to use the hand wash, etc. It's a lot better.
Do you think the staff were friendly and capable with the situation?
on my stay, they were very friendly, but basically they were run off their feet. They just weren't enough staff, and I felt that most of them were quite elderly people on there. Me being younger, they felt that I was just left to cope on my own.
And finally, do you have any other comments on your experience or even as an outpatient now?
As an outpatient, I think that the staff, the doctors, the nurses, everybody are absolutely brilliant. I've got no complaints at all. I get treated really, really well as an outpatient. But as for going in on the wards, I wouldn't like to go in again myself.
Thank you. And thank you for your time and speaking to us for the BBC. As I said, Rebecca reporting for BBC Takeover Day.